This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can cut off people with ill intentions. Recently, I talked about how Jesus fed the 5,000, and the following morning, many of those same people came back in search of Jesus to be fed again. Initially, they couldn't find him, but when they did, he had an interesting message for them, and he told them, "The only reason you want to be with me is because I fed you, not because of who I am." He told them that they shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food, but should spend their energy seeking eternal life through them. And I thought this was really interesting because sometimes the moment we sense a person's intentions are not pure, our first inclination is to cut them off, to distance ourselves from them. For instance, we may know that a person is just in our company for what we have or what they think we can do for them. Jesus teaches us not to be so quick to release these people. Even though he knew why they showed up in great numbers the next day and it was likely to be fed like he had fed them the day before, his purpose was to teach them about eternal bread. And so he was able to rise above their short-sightedness or ill intentions to still fulfill God's assignment on his life. So the next time we're inclined to cut a person loose, let us be reminded of these words. "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand." Romans 14, 1 and 2. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's make sure God gets the glory before we sever ties with another.